word.
There's one set for stun.
Three guys sitting in a dark room that smells like bad cucumbers.
Don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
Inconceivable!
Now featuring 11, 11 listeners.
This is really neat.
You slimy scumbag, get on your face and give me 25.
This is the Unique Geek.
And welcome to the first of the 2013 50 Days of Dragon Con Countdown podcasts. Doesn't mean there's 50 podcasts, but we do get pretty darn close to 50 podcasts.
We seem to, yes.
Yes, we do. And as you can tell, by the way, we are recording this actually on the day of the 15th. It's 7-Eleven day. Go get your free Slurpee. Between 11 and...
Do you know what? There are no... I can't.
Between
11
There
are no 7-Elevens in Georgia. Or near me.
Oh, really?
No!
That's unfortunate.
Bastards.
And last year we got there at 7:05, and they stopped giving them out at 7 o'clock, because it only goes from 11 to 7. Anyway, we're recording on the 50th, because last night, as I was had just come back from the lovely Atlanta, I was scoping out Atlanta, trying to get the right angles for Dragon Con. No, that's not what I was doing. I was staying with the lovely Lee, my co-host, by the way. Hey, Lee is on the phone. Lee, how you doing?
Hi, guys.
Lee, of course.
Hi, I'm good. I am doing great, and just, I can't believe it's... Damn.
Right.
It doesn't seem like that long ago we were recording these, like maybe 2 months ago?
Something like that. What I was going to say was I got home last night from driving about 9 hours back to Tampa from Atlanta. And it takes 9 hours because we stop and whatever. It should have taken 7, but I had 2 hours for potty breaks and everything else. But anyway, and it was about 10 o'clock at night when I realized, thanks to actually John over at Adult Swim Central, who had posted, "Oh, it's only 50 days of Dragon Con." I went, "Whoa, what?" And then
I looked at the
countdown, and sure enough, it was actually yesterday. Would have been actually midnight. It turned to 50 days. So,
well, see, it also depends on how you count the first day of Dragon Con now, too, because officially Dragon Con starts on Friday. At 1 p.m.
See, here's what's so weird.
Yeah.
Is I believe in my mind I keep thinking it starts on Thursday now, because now I'm coming in on Wednesdays.
See, and that's what I was saying, right? So all of us are like, "Oh, it starts here," and you're like, "Okay, you know." But technically, Dragon Con opens Friday at 1 p.m. Now, Thursday night, most people are starting to getting into town. A good many people, if they can take vacation days or whatever, are trying to get into town. So Thursday night, it, honest to God, is already Dragon Con. I mean, it really is. You're going to see all your friends. There aren't any panels. Last year, there actually was a dance party on Thursday night somewhere for an actual track. But there isn't anything official. There's nothing official. But... now it really is becoming Wednesday, because most of the geeks are coming in Wednesday. We're all doing dinner Wednesday night and Thursday night, I think. Because that's the only time now, in all honesty, I can spend with friends and not going crazy working. Run around like a madman.
Yeah, it has become, sorry, I was trying to do two things at once, which never works out, ever. It has become crazy. But what we want to do is we want to kind of discuss, for this little primer, is to discuss what we will be discussing in the upcoming 50 Days of Dragon Con podcasts, as well as the other things that we'll put up on the site as... you know, maybe some tips and some general information about the con, in case you're wondering, why do I have this podcast downloaded and who are these people talking? And that's what we will be discussing with this podcast.
Do you want to say who we are?
I think I already did, didn't I? Well, I'm John. I'm from the...
newbies who might be listening.
Yeah. What do you call it? Oh, theuniquegeek.com. Yes, that's right. That's why we call it the Unique Geek. 50 Days of Dragon Con Countdown. You can get to us via the uniquegeek.com. Basically, if you have this podcast already, you've already figured out how to get a hold of me. But also joining me is Lee, who is...
I am also a unique geek, also a need coffeeer, just like John. That would be theuniquegeek.com and needcoffee.com. I'm on podcasts for them. I'm also a track director for Dragon Con, which is kind of you and I met because of Need Coffee and Dragon Con kind of together. But I'm the track director for the X-Tracks, which is government conspiracies, aliens that aren't trying to... or haven't already caused an apocalypse and things of that nature. So, you know, it kind of goes from X-Files to Lost to Grimm. So if there's a little bit of a conspiracy in it, there's some government, there's some other things, it's probably with me.
If it's essentially, if it's pop culture and there's government involvement, it pretty much. And as you'll learn through the series of these podcasts, is that the lines are sort of blurred all the time. Various things that you might think belong in one track wind up in another track. Sometimes people share things.
And that's actually the great thing about Dragon Con. I mean, I think people are listening to this because you want to know what's going on at Dragon Con. We're going to be talking to a lot of the directors of Dragon Con and talking about the stuff that goes on to put this on and how excited we are about doing it. A couple of things there is, do remember that only about 1% of all the people you see working at Dragon Con who have those things, those badges that say staff, are paid. There are very, very few people paid. There's a couple of people in the office and a couple, like one or two other people. But that's it. Everybody else is volunteering. So we volunteer our time to put this stuff together. We volunteer our time at the con and, you know, do all of this. So that's something to think about when you're there and you're going, oh, my God, how do they put this on? Well, you know, we have thousands of volunteers that do it. But I think that's the one thing, too. But if you're also listening to this, we're going to talk about, you know, kind of trying to get you excited about Dragon Con, although I'm not sure we have to get you excited about it because it's going to be awesome this year. It's going to be absolutely amazing.
Going to be off the chain, as the kids say these days.
Off the
floor. I understand.
Yeah. We are way too old to be using anything like that. But
they say that when it's also hammer time and
Things
like that. Really? Oh, so anyway, let's discuss. First of all, what is Dragon Con, Lee?
Dragon Con is the largest sci-fi comics and animation gaming convention in the Southeast. We are in the U.S., probably about number 3 or 4 after San Diego, New York, and Chicago. There is a really bad article out there that even forgot to list Dragon Con as one of the largest conventions around, which is kind of funny.
If you include the little caveat, Fan Run, I believe it might be the largest one in North America that's Fan Run.
I think it is the largest Fan Run. That is correct. Yeah, and the one in Toronto is really close to us, too. It's kind of like we go back and forth between it. But yes, we are the largest Fan Run. If there is a show you like that is sci-fi or fantasy or hell, even a little weird, we probably got it. We probably got a track about it. Whether it's a new show, Warehouse 13 would be mine, or Once Upon a Time or Falling Skies, or if it's an old show like $6 Million Man, Bionic Woman, the old Wonder Woman, which thank God the CW is not doing a new one. Things like that. So that's where we are. And then there's gaming. I mean, we got everything from MMORPGs. What are those?
MMORPG. Yeah, okay.
The
massively multiplayer
online games. So you're talking the World of Warcrafts and things of that nature. So you've got the computer gaming from Mimorphs to Minecraft to gaming on, you know, freaking Monopoly marathons to Dungeons and Dragons to every kind of game possible. We'll actually probably have the gaming director, two of the gaming directors on at least to talk about that. You've got all your fan tracks. You've got a costuming track. There is costuming going on all the time. Oh. At least 20% of the people on any given day are in some type of costume. You might not know what the costume is, but hey, they're in costume, and so that's really always fun too.
There's also science tracks and podcasting tracks.
Oh yeah, I mean it's every science, skeptics, paranormal track. So you got both sides of that coin there. Yeah, and just everything. And I think that's what makes Dragon Con so much fun. If there is something you like, you can find it at Dragon Con, and you can find other people who like it. You never thought you'd ever find that many people that really liked Space 1999. Hell yeah, you will. You'll find them because they're around.
Yeah, and there's things.
And,
There's also,
it kind of amazes you.
There's also concerts and other special events. Some of the stuff like we're involved in, like there's the Fun Fest, the eCoffee Fun Fest, hopefully this year. Not sure.
It is. It's official. Friday night.
Oh, it is? Okay. It is. Okay.
It is Friday night.
It is scheduled. Yep. Okay. Good. So, oh, and that's another thing. That's another caveat that you need to know about every single one of these podcasts. Everything we say, A, first of all, we are not officially sanctioned by DragonCon, so that should be set out there. The other thing is that everything we say is subject to change at anyone's whim, because it's not a official. The panel has not occurred until
your butt is in the seat and the panel has started. Some tracks will even tell you the panel is not official until it's over. So that's what happens. DragonCon, as we are. First of all, we have a lot of guests who come in. We have, we didn't even talk about all the authors who come in.
Mm-hmm.
We have a gajillion authors, young adult, adult lit, fantasy, everything. And so we have a lot of authors who come in. Peter Beagle is coming back, I think, again this year. And so you have a lot of people who come in and they want to come to DragonCon. They have said they are going to come to DragonCon. DragonCon does not post their name until we have a signed agreement. And that I know officially as a track director. But what happens is people have to pull out. We were supposed to have John Noble from Fringe this year. Unfortunately, he's had to pull out because guess what? He got work. So a lot of these people who are there are jobbing actors, authors, game makers, whatever. And so they want to be there, but, you know, they also got to make some money. And so if they have something that comes up as a job, they do that instead. And that, you know, that makes a lot of sense. So don't get upset because, you know, I think one of the weirdest things I ever hear at DragonCon is I only came to see X person. And I am mad because I had already bought my tickets, so I'm here. What the hell were you only coming to see X person for? You know, okay, so great. You came to see James Marsters. He had to cancel. By the way, we got John Barrowman. And if you've never been in a John Barrowman panel, oh, dear Lord, it was hysterical. I thought I was going to pee myself laughing.
Sorry. Did Marsters actually cancel, or is that just an example?
No, no, no. Oh, I'm okay. Just saying that in 1 year he did cancel, and people were, like, coming up to me, and I have no idea why people like to complain to me about people canceling, but I have the blue badge of director, and so I'm one of the people they'll see. I really only came to see X person. Whoever X person is, an X person cancels because they got a job, or, you know, God forbid, we also have real life and things come up. So things like that happen, but you can find something else, I promise you. Even if it's the all-day Monopoly marathon in the gaming room. Do that early, though, Friday, Saturday, before people have been sitting in there for full days and not moving.
It is officially the, by the way, if you're looking for some place to cool down and you don't, we joke. It's not really that bad of a smell, but
no, it's not. But we have to joke because that's the fun part.
To cool down, it is the coldest place in all of DragonCon land because that thing is open 24 hours and it is at the bottom of the basement, cold air sinks, and mm-hmm. And plus there's, you know, they air condition it for, you know, 300, 400 people or something,
right,
to be down there.
Because
it's not
at any
filled.
Given time, you could have anywhere from 200 people playing Munchkin in different groups, and then on the other side of the room you've got people paying Access and Allies, so it's great. I think that is one of the things too, is that there is something you can find to do. The other thing about Dragon Con, which is very different than every other con I've ever heard about, and I've gone to some other ones, we're 24/4 for those 4 days. We are 24 hours a day for the whole 4 days. As soon as it starts, it does not stop until the last bell rings. So if it's 3 a.m., you got some insomnia, you can go anywhere. You can go to the game room and find somebody to play some games with. You can go to, you can go just down in the lobby and find some people to talk to. You can just go, there's probably an all-night rave going on until like 5 a.m. some places, and you can go and do that. So there's all of these fun things. And so it really is a continuous party. And it's, as we like to say, you know, we're throwing an intimate party for 40,000 of our closest, nearest, and dearest friends. And that's what we do. So it's a lot of fun. And I think there's also a couple of things that have changed this year.
Yes.
If I can talk about that.
Yep, I was actually going to go into that, but go on.
Oh, okay. Well, first of all, we got some hotel changes and some moving around of things. Number one is that the dealers area will now be in the Atlanta Apparel Mart, America's Mart, don't get upset. It is beside the freaking West End, guys. It's not that far. It's a block and a half to walk. Yeah, I know. You got to go outside. But as soon as you get in, there's air conditioning. Atlanta believes in the power of air conditioning. The great thing about that is you're going to have a lot more space for the dealers and the vendors. So instead of that massive, if you've been there in years past and that little tiny crush and you're looking for one thing and you just go like, I can't even look for it because I can't even really see anything because there are so many people. I think it's really going to be better this year. We're going to have it in a lot bigger space. That is also opening up a lot more space for some big name panels. So we'll have more, you know, that there will be more ballrooms open that we can have ongoing big name panels. You know, like there's a lot of Star Trek people coming, so they'll be able to have big panels like that. I've got a lot of people from Warehouse 13 coming. I'll be able to do those in a big, big room. And you're not having to juggle people and, you know, put too few of people. A big panel in too small of a room, which is very upsetting because everybody's cramped and crowded and it's awful. So we're really excited about that too. Woohoo!
Yes, that is.
And then there are many other changes too, but I was going to let you go next.
Oh, well, I was also going to point out, I was going to say that, you know, you can find a lot of this information over at the official page, of course, which is dragoncon.org.
Org, right.
Although I do think that dragoncon.com brings you to dragoncon.org anyway.
I think it does. Yeah.
I say that. Now I want to double check.
No, I'll go double check.
DragonCon.com.
DragonCon. Yeah, but they're great. I mean, our website
And of course, one thing we should point out is that it is from August 30th to September 2nd this year.
Yep.
Officially. Again, we discussed that earlier that it kind of goes Thursday now. It seems to be the new start date, even though it's not really the official start date. The other place that you can look for information on Dragon Con is, of course, the official Dragon Con page and group on Facebook. There is that. And something to note, those of you that have downloaded this and are listening to it immediately, current prices are $115 for the 4-day pass. I believe
a little over $25 a day, people. Come on.
And I believe that is only until Sunday. And then it goes up.
I think that is until Sunday, yeah.
Goes up again. Okay. So if you're getting this before Sunday, I guess it'd be like the 14th? 14th, yeah. Of July, go ahead and buy your ticket now if you have not already done so.
And even if you have to buy your ticket later, again, I want you to really think about this. As I said, it is 24 hours a day, 4 days of the whole con. And if you don't want to stop, you don't have to stop. And so you're basically playing, even if you paid, I think at the highest price, it's less than $2 an hour for everything that goes on. So this is probably one of the better deals you're going to see at Dragon Con, at a con, because there's so much going on. And the great thing is we're through four or five host hotels. I think it's five now. Let's see. We were in the Sheraton, the Hilton, the Marriott, the Hyatt, and the Westin. So yes, five, I can count. And there's always something going on there. You're always doing that. If you're wondering, like, well, who can I, you know, I kind of want to figure out, like, is there a meetup for Battlestar Galactica cosplayers or things of that nature? Go on to either one of the Dragon Con Facebooks, either the official or just the unofficial. If you put in Dragon Con, you'll find them both in the search and ask about it. You know, I'm trying to figure out if there's a Battlestar party. There are a couple must-do things. I would say people desperately, if you've never seen it, you got to go to the parade.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Do not miss the parade. Tip on the parade, we'll get to a lot of tips throughout these podcasts,
yes.
But early. Get there early, especially if you have little kids, because unfortunately, I don't know why we can't make this a rule, but people just kind of block out little kids, even though they can easily see over the top of their heads. And those poor little kids can't see it. And it broke my heart as I walked down trying to find a spot on the parade route. And
well, at Dragon Con in Atlanta are talking. We are trying to actually extend the parade route a little bit and some other things. So that may help too. But yeah, I mean, the thing about the parade, I'm always like, people are like, oh, it's for everybody. It is for everybody. But if you've never seen a kid's face when they see fairies dancing down Peachtree Street, or pirates, or 150 stormtroopers. Little kids, their little faces light up. Like, it is the most adorable thing ever. So please, if you got little kids, come early. But also, if you see little kids, let them get in front of you guys. You're going to see over their heads. I'm 5'1", you're going to see over my head, probably. I am 5'1", John. Don't argue that.
Mm-hmm.
Shut up. So, yeah, and it's the parade is one of the must-sees. Honestly, it's just so great.
And as Lee mentioned, the hotels pretty much go 24/7. However, if you're looking to stay at a hotel,
you're screwed.
Right now, everything that is in the official downtown or the official con hotels is booked.
Yep.
The overflow hotels are pretty much sold out as well, except it looks like Courtyard Marriott, Courtyard Midtown at Georgia Tech seems to still have some rooms. Lowe's Atlanta has some rooms. There's a couple of rooms, but you can head over to DragonCon.org and click on need a place to stay. There's a hotel place, a hotel listing there, and they do offer some discounts. Right now, on average, you're looking at between $150 to $250 a night is usually, unfortunately, what the rates are for Dragon Con hotels. But
any major convention, any major activity, I mean, that's what a hotel goes for. So, you know, one of the things we always hear too is like, why can't Dragon Con just totally book all the hotels? Well, Atlanta's a big city, and we got other things going on that weekend as well. So.
Yeah, there
is not just us.
Unfortunately, we also the Labor Day weekend also coincides with the kickoff of college football. Unfortunately or fortunately, depending on your perspective, I happen to like football. So
I love college football, but I wish it would wait one more week. I really do. I got to be honest.
But
I'm a huge football fan.
You can also check out dragonconrooms.livejournal.com. There are folks that are looking for roommates. Room shares, sometimes people back out and they want to transfer their room to somebody else. The hotels have recently made it a little more difficult to do that, unfortunately.
Yep.
But there are ways around it if you can trust the people.
If you can talk to the people. And the other thing there, too, is, you know, check a month before. We're almost out a month before. You know, 2 weeks before, a month before. Some people have to drop out. And you can call the hotels and see if they have rooms. I wouldn't say call every day, but, you know, call and see what you can. The other thing is, do remember, a lot of these hotels will be doing shuttles. There is a Dragon Con bus around some of the hotels, shuttle, as it were, a Dragon Con bus / shuttle. So there are other ways to get around. Even if it's one or two MARTA stops away, Dragon Con is right at Peachtree Center. So don't get too upset. If the closest hotel you can find is Lenox, which is about 4 or 5 stops from Peachtree Center, don't get worried. You're going to have other people there. Trust me. Dragon Conners are all over. And MARTA goes until, you know, midnight or 2 a.m. and something like that. And you'll be okay. You'll be okay. You can get back and forth. John, there was one other thing I wanted to talk about. If people are interested in workshops, now these are usually an additional cost to the Dragon Con ticket. And this is one of the few things that are done that way. But there are workshops that they do, and they may be adding some more. Don't know. But right now we got a belly dancing workshop, a scientific investigation workshop, a Tai Chi workshop, which actually I might try to do if I have any time, because I actually like Tai Chi. I have actually been doing it. 2 writer's workshops and a practical self-defense workshop. So there's a lot of really cool workshops that go on. And that's the great thing. And those are fun too, because again, we want to add other things that people are interested in. So you can find a lot of things of that nature as well.
Yeah, that's awesome. In fact, I actually just saw posted on the Facebook page, somebody or one of the groups, a Facebook group on for Dragon Con, that there's some self-defense courses that are being offered for free too. So not all those workshops are paid for or for pay rather. I guess is where I don't know what word I'm looking for there, but some of them are free. Also, another thing to think about, too, is how to get to the con. Of course, once you've arrived at the airport, there is MARTA. If you're not coming in via airport, You're going to want to look around, and you're driving in, you're going to want to look around for parking. Parking is not cheap. It's on average probably $25 a day at least.
At the hotels.
You can find some outliers where you can get that's close to a MARTA station that you can drop off your car there and drive it in. You want a personal word of advice. Put it in a parking garage if you can.
Yep.
Simple. Some of these lots are kind of open to the public and may not find your car where you left it the last time.
And if you are somebody who is thinking, look, I just want to park my car. I want to be able to drive to the hotel, unpack all my crap, because John's been with me when mm-hmm. I have had to unpack all my crap, and he sees how much people. I mean, I'm a track director. I kind of understand, but especially people who are doing costuming, seriously costuming. Oh my God, I am always amazed at the things that they bring. But so people who are doing that, best idea is to look at some of the MARTA lots that have long-term parking. They're in a deck, they're patrolled, they're pretty darn like $5 a day or something. So might be something you want to look at. There are some, and you know, because you can come in, unpack, drive to the MARTA station with the long-term parking. There are only some of them that have it, so you do need to look at the MARTA website for that. And I think it's MARTA.com or MARTA.org. I don't know, but there's actually a link on the DragonCon site for it. And you go there, you park, and then you MARTA down, and then you're around the Peachtree Center area for the 4 days, and it's great. 4, 5, 6 days. Oh, God
yes.
help us all.
Yes. There are other ways to get to the con. I just learned, and somebody posted this again on the a lot of useful tips over on also on the Yahoo group.
Live Journal and Facebook have great tips. Yep, right. Yep.
Megabus, which I did not know was even in this area.
Oh yeah,
for me is by. I'd have to drive to Orlando, but that's a 1 hour drive, and then sit on a bus for 4 hours. But I saw a couple of megabuses actually coming down from. To and from Atlanta week, and they look like they're in excellent shape, and the reviews for them are fantastic. So
and our friend Rocks of Spaz House has actually taken Megabus and said it was great. They have internet on there,
Wi-Fi. Yeah.
They don't have a limit. I think they have a limit of maybe 2 or 3 bags per person.
Right.
So not a ridiculous limit, unlike if you are flying from Orlando to Atlanta and how much it's going to cost you. Mm-hmm. And they're cheap, depending on how early you book.
I did a fake booking from Orlando to Atlanta and back, and it was under $30 to do the whole round trip, which, by the way, is I spent 4 times that driving, so in gas. So there you go. Megabus, megabus.com. They don't sponsor us or anything, but just thought that would be
good. If they'd like to sponsor us, though, we'll talk to them.
Certainly. Anybody want to pay us for this?
Anybody wants to sponsor us, man. Especially the people who do Sam Adams, because John and I will be drinking that during con. Actually, before con and after con, because during con, I am basically living on water and whatever food my husband tells me I have to eat, because I'm just kind of always busy. But that's not a bad thing. It's fun to do it, because then I'm exhausted and then I sleep for a day afterwards and it's great. One other thing I wanted to point out, and I am not going to read them all because I want to make you go to the website, but if you go to dragoncon.org, there are things to do. And there are a list of events. And of course, we already talked about the parade, but you would be kind of surprised at some of the other things that are listed here. And I'm only going to list 2 of them. There is a Dragon Con Braves Night. They love you to. The Braves love us to come out in costume. They put you on the big Jumbotron, and the Georgia Aquarium. If you haven't seen the Georgia Aquarium, we are pretty darn cool. I would say we're the biggest aquarium in the Southeast, is my understanding. I would say for seeing stuff, we're second only to the Chattanooga Aquarium, which is really really cool too, and is only an hour and a half away. So if you're trying to make this like a week long trip, come to Atlanta and then take a day and go up to Chattanooga, but there are some other things on there that you guys should really see, which are a lot of fun on the events page. And you'll see that. And the live performances are listed there and things like that. Again, schedules are tentative. So if you see a schedule that is only about DragonCon, not the Braves or anything like that. But if you see something, do understand some of those performers might move around and things of that nature. So
also,
awesome.
if I remember correctly, I haven't, maybe I did see it earlier today too. The Mythbusters will be doing a show as well. It's not necessarily affiliated with Dragon Con, but there is a show that I think it's a Thursday night. I mean, it's
Friday night.
Oh, it's Friday night. Okay.
Friday night at the Fox. I was going to make them go look for that.
Oh, okay. Well, sorry.
You're being nice. But yeah, it's Friday night at the Fox, and there's a $10 discount for Dragon Con members.
So there you go. But I think you got to buy in advance. So
yes, you do. You're going to be at the Fox Theater, though, which is one of the most gorgeous damn theaters in Atlanta. And again, if you're already at Dragon Con, it is a quick, it's not a quick walk. You're probably doing a good 10, 20 blocks walk. But, you know, hey, you might want to. It is a short taxi ride, and it's only one or two MARTA stops. I think it's two. So really easy back and forth on MARTA right there because you're going to the North Avenue station. See, I even know which station you're going to.
Awesome. So we're going to wrap this up here in just a second. But
I want to talk about an elephant in the room in a minute, but you go first.
Oh, yeah. I also did want to mention that because it's going to be on the topic of things that we will be discussing on this podcast and things that we will not be breaching again after this particular topic. So first of all, we will be discussing, as we mentioned earlier, I believe, we'll be talking with a bunch of track directors and hopefully a couple of con veterans as well throughout this podcast series. And as we count down and get closer, things will get more frantic. Our voices will get more tired. And we will wonder again why we bother to do this for a sixth year.
How much do we like ourselves to do this every year?
So there's that. And there are certain things that we are not going to cover because this is mostly, we're not going to get into too many of the politics. We might get into some geek politics, but we're not going to get into politics. We're not going to get into many social things. However, there is, I believe this is what you're referring to correctly.
I probably am.
Okay. What is the elephant in the room?
The elephant in the room is Ed Kramer and
his affiliation with
Dragon Con. And Dragon Con has a great statement out. Mr. Kramer has been charged with a hideous crime. Mr. Kramer has not been involved with Dragon Con for over 12 years. He was one of the founding members 25 plus years ago. I think this is now our 26th or 27th year. I always kind of get lost in that. But he has not been with Dragon Con and in any way affiliated for 12 years. He has, however, owned stock. This is Dragon Con's a private company. Just recently, last week, right? Yeah. Or earlier this week or whatever, the announcement's there. But basically, Dragon Con was finally able to work out the legal issues and has made themselves a new company and basically bought him out. So a lot of people were like, oh, Dragon Con gives money to this person, da-da-da-da-da. Well, no, he was a shareholder, just like anybody who owns shares in Apple or anything of that nature for a private company. But he is no longer affiliated. He is no, as of this year, he's done. They bought him out. There's a new company, new owners, although many of them are the exact same. Five of the six are the exact same owners. So we're still giving you the Dragon Con that you have come to love, but it is there. And so I'm just talking about that elephant in the room because there's been a lot of bullshit about it. And I'm sorry, but that is actually the word I am going to use every time I talk about it. There's been a lot of bullshit. And a lot of people have said Dragon Con didn't care. Dragon Con kept this quiet. No, Dragon Con's been very open and honest about this for the years it's been there. But he has only been accused. He hasn't been convicted. And that is a legal mess in and unto itself that Dragon Con has nothing to do with. That is all about lawyers. So we're not going to get into that. But if people are worried that, oh, I've heard about this, don't worry about it anymore. Dragon Con has changed. There are five of the six original owners have redone something legal. I'm not a lawyer, not even going there, but it's done. He's no longer affiliated, so people can shut the hell up about it.
So in the years that we've been doing this, we've never really talked about that.
No.
Simply because that's not the tenor of this particular podcast. And we're focusing on the positive things. And pretty much that's the last you're going to hear about it. We may even, at some point, we may be talking with some of the
one of the owners, one of our.
Right. So, and even then, we will not be discussing it. It's not something that we need to.
It will be very limited discussion, yeah.
We need to go over again, because it's not something we focus in on. We're focusing in on the positive stuff, and for the most part, I've avoided all the various boycott things that have gone. Because it's not just been that. There's been other various things that people want to boycott. Just, I don't know. Whatever. So we're focused on the positive, focused on giving you information that's useful to your con experience. This other stuff is sort of outside of the con experience realm. Never mind. I was gonna bring up my personal. No, I was gonna bring up my personal thoughts on it. But the point is that Lee made a very fine legal point, which is that. The gentleman has been accused. He hasn't been convicted. Never mind. I'm not going to say it.
No, it's okay. I will say this because people have asked me before. I was not a track director while he was the official head. I would not have been a track director when he had been the official head for many reasons. And if you want to have that discussion, you find me and we have a drink. And that's a one-on-one conversation. I'm not putting it out on the internet.
My personal feeling is your actions speak volumes. So
your actions speak volumes,
and I'll leave it at that.
That we will leave it there. So, but I just want to say that in all my years working as a track director with Dragon Con, I have adored working for this con. I have adored working with Pat and Dave Cody and Bobby, who I consider my leadership, and just absolutely adore them. And they have always been very supportive of myself and the other track directors and everything we're trying to do. And I always bring it back to this, which is 15 years ago, 14 years ago, Dragon Con had maybe 5,000 people. The best guest you probably ever saw was, and not that they weren't great guests because we loved them, but you saw Scotty from Star Trek and you saw Chekhov and you maybe saw a couple of Dirk Benedicts or Richard Hatch from the old Battlestar Galactica. Honestly, John, this is actually my 15th year as a director.
Wow.
This is 15th year as staff. Yeah. And because I get my plaque this year. Because people have already told me I got to be at the next meeting to get my plaque. But in my 15 years, I've seen us go from a 5,000 two hotels to five hotels, 45 plus thousand people, and also a well-respected organization in Atlanta, along with a parade, along with charity donations, amazing charity donations that we support with almost over every year, over $25,000 since we've been doing the charity. So, you know, this is a great organization and they have my full support. That's all I'll say. Boom, done.
All right. Cool. So, hopefully we'll have another podcast tomorrow, possibly.
Hopefully.
Or something else. Or there'll be some other goodie over at theuniquegeek.com. There might be a video of a panel or a part of a panel from last year or audio of a panel, something like that. Certainly there'll be something new every day for the next 50 days, hopefully, assuming I don't get distracted, which is highly likely. Anyway.
We will get distracted over these next 50 days, but it doesn't mean we don't love you. It does mean that we do have kids, and we actually have jobs that help us pay for the houses and internet that we use to be able to do this podcast. Right. So things happen, you know, real life, things of that nature.
So that's it for right now. Hopefully,
that's it for now. I think we've gone, 30 minutes now? We've done good.
Yeah, hopefully you've enjoyed what you've heard, and you'll come back for more specific talk on specific tracks and other goodies. So,
yay.
Whoa, she's really loud. What's going on? Stop!
Not me. I didn't do it.
Okay.
Yell at me, damn it.
What was I going to say? Well, until next time, this is John.
And Lee.
Saying peace.
Bye.
Now's when we would play that music.
This has been a production of The Unique Geek. To leave a comment or suggestion, call us at 833-210-TUG or email us at thegeeks@theuniquegeek.com. Follow The Geeks on Twitter @TheUniqueGeek. Visit our listserv at listserv.theuniquegeek.com. This podcast is distributed under a Creative Commons share alike non-commercial license.